Social Panaceas by H.G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. June 1912. To have followed the frequent discussions of the labour unrest in the press is to have learnt quite a lot about the methods of popular thought. And among other things, I see now much better than I did why patent medicines are so popular. It is clear that as a community, we are far too impatient of detail and complexity. We want overmuch to simplify. We clamour for panaceas. We are a collective invitation to quacks. Our situation is an intricate one. It does not admit of a solution neatly done up in a word or a phrase. Yet so powerful is this wish to simplify that it is difficult to make it clear that one is not oneself a panacea monger. One writes, and people read a little inattentively and more than a little impatiently, until one makes a positive proposal. Then they jump. "So that's your remedy," they say. "How absurdly inadequate." I was privileged to take part in one such discussion in 1912, and among other things in my diagnosis of the situation,